Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza. Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol.
Quiet.
Don Pico's and the Rib Shack.
You having any of it?
Carol's Meats, 249 Visitation Way, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carol's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
And the WBO.
Every night I went out there, I did it for them.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
He doesn't know where he is.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Now the fun begins.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on this fabulous Memorial Day weekend 2011. Hello once again. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 26 years. And straight up, I've got a great show for you today. I bring in the former U.S. National Amateur Champion, Kevin Ford. That's right, Kevin Ford, an outstanding pro prospect, but he ran into a guy named Marty Denken. And once Marty Denken got involved with his career, sort of things sort of started going south for Kevin. So we'll talk with Kevin about Richard Duran, of course, the late super bantamweight contender, two-time world title challenger that died a couple of weeks ago from a stroke at the age of 44 years old because he couldn't afford high blood pressure medicine or to go see a doctor. So a little indictment of our medical system here in the United States, no question about that. I'll also talk about next week's fights, of course, Carl Froch and Glenn Johnson in that Super 6 Showtime tournament. The winner will take on, of course, our own Andre Ward. And that's coming up. I believe that fight will be in September or October. But that will be for the entire marbles, the whole Super 6 tournament. Lots of stuff to talk about today. I'll be back right here. I've got open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. No television today. My TV guy returns next week. And get this, Tower of Power, you're hearing them right now. They'll be in San Mateo, California, June 15th and June 16th. And you can get into the fair for a lousy $6.
Because you can't fall up, you just fall down. And all you hear is that lonely sound. You're going down, down, down.
Because you can't fall up,
you just fall down.
Because you can't fall up,
you just fall
down. Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the Famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the Famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the Famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the Famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The Famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What have we narrowed it down to? 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
Soulful and the greatest is a true funk soldier. I don't need a yogi, it's decoded in my DNA.
The great Tom Bowes, of course, there on trumpet. That is the fabulous Greg Adams. Westmore High School is what he called, of course, his high school as his alumni. It was back in 1969, I think, Greg graduated from there. We were both Peninsula boys. I'm from South San Francisco. He's from, of course, as I said, Daly City and Westmore High. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Last week, the 46-year-old, or 46-year-young, whichever way you want to look at it, Bernard Hopkins, he won again. He beat this guy, Gene Piscotty. The guy's like half his age. Half his age, I kid you not. And he beats him on scores of 115, 113, 116, 112, and 115, 114. I watched the fight over at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. I saw on Hesperian Boulevard, just a couple of blocks off East 14th Street, where I'll be watching UFC 130 tonight. Of course, we'll talk about UFC 130 with my man Slamming Sammy Perez in the next segment, our MMA segment. But Hopkins, 52-5-2, 32 KOs. I mean, he isn't all that impressive to me. I mean, he doesn't excite me, but he wins. And he didn't win by doing a lot of clutching last week. He actually outfought this younger man. And to say that Pascal needs to learn how to fight would be the understatement of the year. I mean, the understatement of the year. I just couldn't believe it. This guy's, he should be arrested for impersonating a professional boxer or a world champion. Seriously. I mean, I think he's out of Africa and now living in Canada, 26-2-1, 16 KOs. He staggered Hopkins in round 4 and 12. But other than that, Hopkins, like, you know, schooled him. I'm just plain old schooled him. And bad Chad Dawson, now hanging out with my main man, Emmanuel Stewart. Some of you see me walking around town wearing my Kronk gym jacket. But the bottom line is, of course, Chad Dawson now training in Kronk in Detroit with the great Emmanuel Stewart. And when I look at, you know, I mean, Emmanuel's a magician. He can turn dog poop into chicken soup. And he really can. I mean, he can. But I don't know if he can do it here. I really don't. I just don't think Chad Dawson has it. He fought a guy by the name of Adrian Discanu from Quebec, Canada. He's 30-1 now, Dawson, 18 KOs, of course. And the Canadian was 27-3 now with 15 KOs. He won by scores of 117, 111, 118, 110, 118, 110, and 116, 112. And, you know, I just, how can I put this? I just don't know. I don't think Emmanuel's going to be able to make magic with this guy. He just doesn't have it. He doesn't have the intestinal fortitude. He doesn't step in. I watched him fight a couple of fights up close. Sat in the first and second row a couple of times, once in Sacramento, California. And he appeared to hit hard with the left hand. In fact, referee John Shorley, my good friend, who I think is pound for pound one of the best, if not the best referee in all of boxing and MMA, he told me that Dawson was one hell of a puncher, okay? But I just don't see it. I just really don't see it. I happen to think that Chad Dawson should be arrested for impersonating a light heavyweight champion, as was Pascual. So that's two indictees this week already, and we've just started the show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, and I've told you, next Saturday at the Boardwalk Hall, the house that Arturo Gatti built, actually owned it. Mike Tyson owned it before him, but then Gatti came to Atlantic City, of course, the young man by way of Canada, and made his home in New Jersey for a long time. Then he was murdered by his wife last year, you take it back 2 years ago now, down there in Brazil, strangled with his wife's purse strap. He is said to have hung himself with his wife's purse strap. He weighed 180 pounds. There's no way in the world he could have been suspended from this purse strap, okay? No way. She grabbed him around his neck. I don't care what she says. This is my opinion of being an ex-policeman. I just tell you, she grabbed him around his neck. He was drunk as a skunk because he had an alcohol problem. They were fighting. He had just changed his will to give her everything. He had just changed it a couple of weeks before, and they were like on a second honeymoon, trying to reignite their marriage. They had a baby boy or a girl. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, Gatti is choked to death by his wife in a hotel room down there in Brazil. And, of course, she said there was an intruder coming into the hotel. Well, guess what? You know, you got those electric card keys on the door. Nobody went in and out of that room but the wife and Arturo Gatti. Okay? So that story just like that story went up in smoke. And then all of a sudden, the Brazilian cops say about a week later after holding her in custody for a while, say, it was a suicide. I think somebody was paid off down there. I think the Gatti family believes it, too. But the bottom line is, Arturo Gatti is a dead man. You wonder why Floyd Mayweather Jr. is as paranoid as he is. Speaking of Floyd Mayweather Jr., I ripped him up pretty big last week on the website and on the show as well. Now Jet Magazine took him to task this week, and he's just not the representative of the African-American youth that I think that he could be. I mean, definitely not. I mean, if you got gold teeth and you wear pants down around your waist, you know, Floyd's your man. If not, Floyd's a punk. Anyway, as I said, next Saturday at the Atlantic City Boardwalk Hall, Carl Froch, 27-1, former WBC champion, now the WBC super middleweight champion again, 27-1, taking on Glenn Johnson, 51-14-2. Of course, Glenn being of Jamaica and now of living in Miami and a good fighter. I think he was 2004 Ring Magazine Fighter of the Year. Of course, he was a middleweight champion back then. But, you know, things look a little tough here for Froch and Johnson. It's a tough fight either way. And Andre Ward, it's senseless. These guys are even fighting for the right to fight Andre Ward because Andre Ward licks both these guys like a stamp. On the undercard, the undefeated young man from Europe, Zsolt Erdai, 32-0. I think he's from Hungary. He was like the WBO light heavyweight champion for a long time. He's taking on Byron Mitchell, who's 28-7-1. In other words, will he stand up? And, of course, next Saturday night, HBO is going with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., from the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California, taking on Sebastian Zivic. Zivic is 30-0. Chavez is 42-0-1. Chavez, another guy. You know, I mean, some guy, listen, sometimes the apple falls close to the tree. Okay, the great Julio Cesar Chavez, or people thought he was the great Julio Cesar Chavez. I thought he was a bit overrated in his time. But I watched him fight his pro debut here as far as the United States was concerned against one of my former sparring partners up there in Sacramento, California. I'm talking about Jerry Lewis. And no, not Jerry Lewis the comedian, but I might as well have been Jerry Lewis the comedian at like 90 because I tell you, Jerry Lewis couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. But the bottom line is that's when Chavez made his debut. He was like 35-0. He was learning on the job, 34-0, 33-0, I believe. And Jack Fisk and I said to each other, you know, he doesn't look all that special. Jack Fisk, the late writer of the SF Chronicle, of course, the Hall of Fame writer himself, both in the International Boxing Hall of Fame back in Canasota, New York, and, of course, the World Boxing Hall of Fame down there in Los Angeles. And we didn't think too much of Chavez. We looked at him like, eh, sort of like shrug our shoulders. So what? Big deal. And, of course, he came back and being a very big star, the big star to come out of Mexico in many, many, many years. Anyway, Chavez Jr., 42-0-1, taking on Zivic for the WBC middleweight title, it's a 160-pound title. I'm not all excited with Chavez, and I think hopefully the Zivic will just beat him and just get this fairy tale over with. I really think that Julio Cesar Chavez is all about fiction, and I don't need to fix any more fictitious fighters coming from Mexico. There's a lot of good Mexican fighters coming out from south of the border. The co-feature will be Miguel Garcia, hot fighter to watch, folks. Taking on Miguel Beltran, Garcia 25-0, Beltran 24-1. That is next Saturday night. And, of course, in Denmark, my man, Mikkel Kessler, Yeah, Mikel came here about a year and a half ago, and Andre Ward, like, slapped him silly. And then, of course, he quit, said, oh, my eyes hurt. And he quit about the 11th round, stripping Andre of a knockout because they went to a technical decision and said that he was cut. He was cut from a punch, and they went to the scorecard instead of it being a TKO, and Andre would have got another point or two in that Super 6 tournament. He's still winning the tournament. He's going to win it hands down by points and by beating everybody there is, because nobody's going to beat Andre Ward, not at 168 pounds, especially after watching him a couple of weeks ago against Arthur Abraham. I mean, he brings it all. He's not the most powerful guy in the world, but you talk about a complete fighter, I think you have it in Andre Ward. Anyway, Miguel Garcia versus Miguel Beltran, that's next Saturday, as I mentioned, in L.A. But Mikel Kessler is taking on Medu Badula, 22-3. Kessler's now 43-2. Of course, Kessler losing two fights, one to Joe Calzaghe and the other to Andre Ward. That is next Saturday, of course, in Denmark. And one of my favorite guys, at least he used to be, he's a pretty funny guy to be around, O'Neill Bell's going to be fighting at the Hard Rock Casino. Of course, Johnny Bob's going to do this card. Johnny Bob's a great matchmaker that was on my show this past Thursday night. And in case you didn't know, Ring Talk airs on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as the American Forces Network, and, of course, worldwide on the Internet as well. But Johnny Baugh is putting together this card. O'Neill Bell, 26-3-1, taking on Richard Hall, 29-8. And if Richard Hall sounds familiar, Richard Hall was a guy that tested positive for steroids along with Roy Jones. They both fought in Indiana, and they both tested positive for steroids. And if you didn't see the video that KP Kevin Perry put up on my website, ringtalk.com, of Roy Jones just getting knocked the blank out, you need to watch that. Because Steve Smoker, the referee, really pulled a boot here, folks. I mean, Roy's like bent over, ready to go. He's like bent over from getting punched, okay? He's bent over, and it's just like, and boom! Smoker allows him to take one more right hook. Could have got Roy killed, but that's Smoker. That is Steve Smoker. I mean, he's brought in specifically to allow these guys to fight. I mean, that's why promoters bring him in from all over the world. This is the same guy who was the Superior Court judge in the state of New Jersey, and they took him off the bench, felt he was not worthy enough and not honest enough to be a judge in New Jersey as far as the judicial system's concerned. But he's good enough for the game of boxing. Yeah, anyway. The bottom line is Cedric Boswell is going to be on that card as well, 34-1, taking on Curtin Menswell, 20-2. And Johnny Boz put this card together, and Johnny Boz is always a pleasure to have around. I mean, he's a gas. He was a bit reserved the other night when it's the first time in a long time that Boz has been reserved, because Boz usually lets it out and tells it like it is. But the other night, he was a bit reserved. He wanted to talk about a couple of controversial things that we didn't get into. But one of them is the fact there are no more gyms in the ghetto here, in the ghettos here in the United States of America. And that's why we're not producing talented boxers anymore. In fact, I was told, Johnny says that if you go to Gleason's gym in New York City, it costs you $100 a month. So how in the heck can an amateur, a kid not, I mean, when I was an amateur, I wasn't even paying. I was going to Newman's gym. I'd be in Newman's gym right now on a Saturday morning, training, fighting guys, okay, and for free. Or at the most, when Billy Newman died, they charged us $10 a month. Don Stewart would come by once in a while and say, hey, you hamburger, yell me some gym dues. And, you know, we give him $10, and then he'd shut Don up for a few months. And, of course, Don had the worst toupee in the history of the entire world. That was it looked like a hockey helmet without a chin strap. And speaking of Newman's gym, lots of people have been sending me stuff. Pat Dawson sent me some stuff, and everybody's sort of enamored with some of these stories I tell about Newman's gym. I love Newman's gym, and I thought Newman's gym was the bomb. It was the absolute bomb, no question about that. But one of the funniest things I ever heard at Newman's gym was when J.T. Walker, of course, he challenged Jose Luis Ramirez in a non-title fight down there in San Jose and took a bit of a dive, I thought. Anyway, J.T. Walker came up to me and said, you know Lester Jackson? I said, yeah, right over there, Lester. Lester's right over there. Lester's wife, he'd be a man. He was a transvestite. You choose to Ring Talk Live worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I want to send me an email. Ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk@yahoo.com. This song's all about me, man. I am still a young man.
In today's active world, everyone is turning to exercise and sports to stay young and keep in shape. Both activities can be painful. And what about the aches and pains of arthritis as we age? Now, there is an over-the-counter product with active ingredients that can help relieve pain quickly. It's called Blue Goo. Blue Goo is loaded with MSM, glucosamine, chondroitin, and other helpful ingredients that give you long-lasting pain relief. Whether it's muscle strains, tendinitis, headaches, back and neck aches, arthritis, or joint pain relief, Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel is for you. Blue Goo is the official pain relief gel of the Los Angeles Lakers. It's fast, effective, and affordable. Let Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel work for you. Look for the new, easy-to-use, squeezable bottles of Blue Goo in Walmart stores or online at dothegoo.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Stand-up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown's just so tight with his strap.
Oh, yeah!
Gambarian looking to finish.
Oh!
And it is all over. Stand it.
That funky sound here in the background there, that is the baritone sax of the funky doctor himself, Stephen Mackenzie Kupka. And, of course, Tower of Power and Doc Kupka will be in town June 15th and June 16th. At the San Mateo County Fair. They're appearing in Alameda at the Alameda County Fair a couple of weeks later, but I'm pushing these June 15th and June 16th shows because you get in to see them for $6. You can take the entire family down there, man. Where can you go see a world-class act like Tower of Power? Because the fair is subsidizing that, of course. $6. $4 for kids, I think. $6 to get in and see them June 15th and June 16th. And the show will be definitely be a sellout, so I suggest you get there early because the fire marshal's always there at the door telling people you can't come in no more. You know, we need to bar people at the door and all that kind of good stuff. I remember one night I took the one year I took Darlene Ortiz, an old friend of mine from back in the day, Maria's sister. And of course, I see her once in a while on Facebook. And I took her down there, and we had these backstage passes. And the guy was giving me a hard time at the door, the security guard, right? I got him fired. Anyway, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by Route66Moving.com, your premier moving company, folks. If you need a place with professional trucks, professional movers, competent guys, they wrap your stuff in beautiful blankets, okay? They've got bubble wrap. They've got plastic wrap. They'll do your packing for you. They'll move you anywhere around the Bay Area. They'll move you to L.A. They'll move you to San Diego. I mean, they got offices all throughout the state of California. The bottom line, though, is They moved my stuff, and I've got some antique pinball machines that are better than 50 years old, okay? What I'm trying to tell you is I was scared to death to even move these things, okay? And they moved them with care. I'm using both, all three machines right now. They're back. They're running. One is from 1949. Wow, that's how old that thing is. Older than me. And the bottom line is Route66Moving.com. My man Nick is the guy that took care of that. So you want to give Nick a call. And 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. That's 1-877-666-9668. Route66Moving.com can give you a free quote online. You go online right now, and Nick's real quick at doing this. I mean, he'll give you the quote immediately. You tell him what you need, what you got, where is it going, where is it coming from, the whole nine yards. You can do that on the website, Route66Moving.com, and Nick will take care. I want to thank Nick. Nick, and of course, and Route66Moving.com, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Speaking of proud, I'm proud of my next guest. Always, folks, he is Slammin' Sammy Perez, one of the premier writers in the world of mixed martial arts. Tonight, of course, the UFC going off in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the card, has this card lost a little luster with the main event falling out there, Sammy, or what?
It has, Pedro, it has. How you doing? You know, with the falling out of the original main event, which was Frankie Edgar against Gray Maynard Fries for the lightweight championship, what was a pretty decent card is now just an average card. There's some compelling fights on the undercard, which I'll talk to you about in a second, but the truth of the matter, the sales for this particular event, which is at the MGM Grand tonight here in Las Vegas, has not been that off the roof. Dana White has been giving away a lot of free tickets to a lot of local area fans. So I guess, you know, the turnout will be good, but as far as the paid turnout, I don't know.
Sam, I'm going to tell you why it doesn't work. Memorial Day weekend doesn't work in Vegas. We've done it in the past. We try to bring fights for Memorial Day weekend and this thing. It just doesn't work for some reason. The Memorial Day weekend, you think there's a lot of people in Vegas and, you know, all the hotels are packed and this and that, okay? But fights just don't seem to work. There's certain weekends where it just doesn't seem to work, and that seems to be one of them. I'm talking about the Memorial Day weekend, of course, coming up Monday.
I'm not going to dispute what you're saying there, Pedro, although I will say, though, the last Memorial Day, I was here in Vegas for UFC 114, and that was Rashad Evans against Quentin Rampage in the main event. And that drew pretty well, and I think a lot of it had to do with the compelling storyline. I honestly believe that the falling out of Gray Maynard and Frankie Edgar III, which a lot of people were looking forward to after the first two fights were so close, that definitely hurt this card. And while the top of the card, you do have Rampage against Matt Hamill. You know, Rampage is a draw, but he's fighting a guy who's not that big a draw. He's a fan favorite, but not that big a deal. And a lot of the guys on the undercard, some well-known names, Frank Mir, Roy Nelson. But outside of that, not a lot of star power, although there are compelling fights and some interesting storylines.
Okay, the fight starts at 5 o'clock tonight. They'll be at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. I'll be over there signing pictures and doing my thing. Of course, Ricky's, Ricky's.com. Ricky's is on Hesperian Boulevard, just a few blocks off of East 14th Street in San Leandro, California, within walking distance of the BART station. You get in and watch the entire fight card starting at 5 o'clock for $15. So Ricky's got it going on. I'll be there, and, of course, I'll be having one of my Willie Brown New York steak sandwiches. Now, I want to change subjects just for a little bit. Still stay with the UFC. Of course, Brock Lesnar came out this week and really rapped on Vince McMahon, said that Vince McMahon was almost encouraging his guys to take painkillers and steroids and this and that. You got any comments on that, Sam?
Well, other than the fact that, you know, Brock Lesnar has brought it out in the open, I don't think that it's anything that anybody is surprised to hear. If somebody is, I think they're living in a fantasy land. But I am kind of surprised, unless there's some issues with between Brock and Vince and the WWE that we're unaware of, that he would come out and kind of chastise Vince McMahon and the organization the way he did, because truth of the matter is, when this guy came out of college, that's the direction he went in. I understand that there may be issues working under Vince McMahon, but he did make him a star long before he became an MMA star.
And you, no question about that. Listen, man, you go enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the fights tonight. We look forward to your wrap-up on the website. Have a good, safe trip home and enjoy the fights tonight. Slam and Sammy Perez of ringtalk.com. Sam, say hello to the wife for me, and God bless you, man.
I will. Thank you, Pedro, and I'll get that out to you as soon as I get back home. Take care.
Right. All the best to you. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, I will be at Ricky's tonight in San Leandro, California, of course, on Hesperian Boulevard. Maury, are you listening? Don't say hello to you, Maury. I said hello, right? Maury is part of Ricky's. Maury's like Ricky's right-hand man when it comes to closed-circuit TV. But we're watching the fights now, UFC 130 on the big screen in high def. So we'll be getting on high style, high def at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Ricky's.com. Give them a call, 510-352-0200. That's 510-352-0200. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. We do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats, and like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats, located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California, for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007. Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol's CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com. Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Super Strokeland Band here, a combination of Huey Lewis and the News, and of course, you hear them horns, the Tower of Power horns, of course. Check my stuff out at towerofpower.com. It has Pedro's Song of the Month. I've got a couple new ones going up for June, but the May Song of the Month rocks. It's By Your Side from the 1977 album on CBS Records called Ain't Nothing Stopping Us Now with Edward McGee. Eddie McGee on lead. Eddie was a hell of an entertainer. Emilio used to jump on him big time on stage because he'd make mistakes. And if you make mistakes with Emilio Castillo, of course, he's a band leader at Tower of Power. You've heard him on the show many times in the past. Emilio don't cut you no slack. Emilio, like, he's the quarterback. He's throwing the passes. And if you fumble the ball, guess what? Emilio will jump on you like a trampoline. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network and around the world on the fabulous Internet. I want to bring in my next guest. He is was a professional boxer out of Sacramento, California. He was the 1989, I believe, United States National Golden Glove Champion. Talk about my man, Kevin Ford. What's up, Big Kev?
How you doing, Pedro?
I'm doing fine, man. It was unfortunate to see you for the first time since that Andre Ward fight at Richard Duran's funeral a couple of weeks ago. But you and Rich, you guys went to the Nationals together, didn't you?
We went to, I believe, maybe three national championships together.
And he was one hell of a guy, one hell of a fighter. But of course, like John Chargan said, stuck around the amateurs 4 years too long after being burned in 1984 and being denied his rightful spot at 112 pounds. Instead, the spot was taken out by the late young man from Detroit, Michigan, Steve McCrory, brother of Milton McCrory. He ended up fighting at 112 and winning the gold. But the bottom line was, I thought Richard was the best fighter at 112 that year, and he waited around four more years, tried to do it again in 88, and didn't make it. So at the end of the day, I think he stuck around the amateur ranks a little bit too long. But it was sort of, you know, it was sad. He died at the age of 44, Kev, and he died basically because he didn't have any money to have good health insurance. And it absolutely kills me because, you know, I've been to 33 countries around the world. Got sick in January in Dubai. Went to the hospital, didn't cost me a dime. I got sick in Colombia. I remember Dr. Mendez was walking me out of a Colombia hospital in Cali, Colombia. I've been there for a day and a half, IVs, a whole nine yards. He walks me out of the hospital, and I said, well, what do I owe you, Doc? He passed me on the back. He goes, Pedro, we're just sorry you just got sick in Colombia and want you to get real well real fast, of course. And there was other places that got sick around the world, and they all took care of you. But here in the United States, man, if you haven't got any money, there's a good chance you're going to die because you don't have any medical care. And that's what happened to Richard Duran at the age of 44 years old. Talk to me about that.
Well, it's so unfortunate. For he and I, we go back to 1984. This is when we met here in Sacramento, California, at the Washington Neighborhood Center gym. And, you know, when we say Richard stayed around in amateur boxing maybe 4 years too long, but the thing is, if he hadn't stayed around in amateurs, perhaps my career wouldn't have never come out as well as it did. I had someone to model myself after and someone to follow in boxing. My first year in amateur boxing, I went to the Nationals, which was in Little Rock, Arkansas, in 1985 with only three amateur fights. My third amateur fight was down in Los Angeles, California, where Richard was also. He won the state championships, and considering I fought heavyweight, I was the last fight of the night. I also won the California state championships, and that allowed us both to travel to Little Rock, Arkansas that year in 1985, which was, for myself, just nothing but a blessing just to have someone to following to model myself after.
You know, Kev, you bring up Little Rock, Arkansas. That's where my daddy was born, and I went back to Little Rock to do some TV about 8 or 10 years ago. You know what I got to say about Little Rock?
What's that?
Thank God Grandma didn't miss that Greyhound bus. Okay, because I would have been stuck in them cotton fields, man. Speaking of cotton fields, Little Rock, Arkansas, I was talking with Johnny Boz the other day, and you being a very good heavyweight boxer going 14-4 with 10 KOs, we were talking about the fact that, you know, we talked about the Washington boxing, the Washington neighbor, the Don Connolly's gym up there in Sacramento, California, and sort of Don, since Don died, the sort of gym has fell off the map a little bit. But in the ghetto, per se, and Johnny Boss brought this up, there are no gyms in the ghetto anymore, and he thinks that's why we're not producing the level of boxers that we used to produce here in the United States. And he says to get into Gleason's gym in New York City, it costs you $100 a month. I mean, there's no way that any of us as amateurs could have spent $100 a month for gym dues, could we?
Not at all. Today, boxing is so much different. The upper class, or at least the middle class, they have more access to gyms in their areas. The gyms, as you stated, that are in the ghetto areas, they're pretty much closed down. The recession has played a big part in this also today. But it's prevents a lot of the young kids coming out of high school or even while they're in school of having a place to go to learn a skill, to learn a, to go into a sport that others wouldn't ever have a thought to. It's just unfortunate.
But you know, you think it's the economy, but I just think that I think the crack generation. I think crack cocaine took away a generation of boxers, especially African American boxers. As far as I was concerned, from being a cop and working in San Francisco and watching the gyms and this and that. But I think that, and the fact that there's no national TV. In other words, I mean, how can you aspire to be a professional boxer if you don't have HBO or Showtime and you don't get to watch these big fights? You end up turning on the tube and you see basketball, you see football, you see baseball.
Yeah, but Pedro, think about that now. You say, how can you inspire? We still can inspire because we have a dream, we have a thought now. For instance, a kid who doesn't have that cable television at home, he'll find a way because a friend down the street has it or a friend in the next neighborhood. He always has the opportunity to befriend himself with a kid who's a step above, and then we oftentimes see that kid in the home of a friend who has a little bit more. He's always at that friend's house, and so he's able to still see amateur boxing and professional boxing on their television sets because they can afford the HBO in their home.
Well, you know, this week there was the 46th anniversary of Muhammad Ali and Sonny Liston, too. Of course, the Phantom Punch, the Anchor Punch, call it what you want, Liston being dropped there in the very first round. Of course, Jersey Joe Walcott, the former heavyweight champion of the world, he sort of ruined it for other fighters that ever become referees again because he gaffed that fight so bad. But it was also the birthday of one of my producers, Jerry Burke. So happy birthday, Jerry. Jerry turned 46 because he's born 2 hours after the fight. But the bottom line was Liston Ali, fights like that, they were on national television. They were on NBC. They were on CBS. They were on ABC, channels 4, 5, and 7, or channels 3 and 4, 40, whatever they are up there in Sacramento. The bottom line is the access was there. And I think that without the national television presence, I don't think boxing is ever going to get back to the level it was. I mean, they were talking about putting Manny Pacquiao and Shane Mosley on CBS, but that fight sucked so bad, they knew better than to put that thing on TV because it would have alienated more people than it attracted.
Well, there's a good chance of that in that Manny Pacquiao fight and Shane Mosley fight. I'm kind of getting off the subject, but I want to jump on that about that fight, that particular fight. You know, I had a lot of people say, well, Shane Mosley didn't look like he was ready for the fight or didn't look like he was at his best. But the thing is, you don't turn down the opportunity of a lifetime to make that great salary once again. And perhaps that was Shane Mosley's last big payday, but even though he knew he wasn't what he needed to be to challenge to win that fight, he still took advantage of the opportunity and cashed in on it.
$5 million is what he made. You know, his ex-old lady, Jin Mosley, a Korean young lady, Korean woman that he met in New York City, was training for the first Vernon Forrest fight, which he lost decisively. And, of course, he lost the rematch to Vernon Forrest as well. She ended up being his manager. And she turned down $10 million to fight Oscar De La Hoya a third time to fight Winky Wright instead for $2 million. And, of course, Winky Wright beat Shane twice, two fights in a row. Now she's divorced Shane, took half his money. He's got some fine young girl named Bella Gonzalez. She's like 21 years old. Some model's his girlfriend right now. And I don't know if you saw her on TV or not during the Manny Pacquiao-Shane Mosley fight, but she was a highlight of the entire evening, besides the fight with Jorge Arce.
Pedro, did you say she was his girlfriend, or she is?
She is his girlfriend.
I'm joking.
All right, yeah, okay.
Considering he just lost that fight.
I see your point. You know what? I would have been ashamed if I was Shane Mosley, because I would have went out there and I would have given it my all, and I don't think he gave it his all. I think he decided, you know what, I'm not going to get hurt here. I'm not going to take chances. And, you know, when I was talking with Ray Leonard, I was real close with Ray Leonard back in the 80s, and when he was training for Tommy Hearns, too, we spent about 3 weeks together down in West Palm Beach, Florida, training camp. And he told me, to be great, you've got to know when to gamble. And you have to gamble for greatness. Greatness just doesn't come upon you, okay? And Shane Mosley didn't gamble not even a scintilla of a moment in that fight against Manny Pacquiao. And Manny Pacquiao wasn't looking all that great that night. I mean, Manny Pacquiao looked beatable. He had leg cramps. He wasn't throwing punches in combination. His right hook was was non-existent. The bottom line was that wasn't the best of Manny Pacquiao, and yet Shane Mosley didn't even try to take advantage of that.
Pedro, you said to be great. Ray Leonard called it as it is, to be great. We'll always remember the name Sugar Ray Leonard because he took the chances. Perhaps, as you said, Shane Mosley didn't. In time, there'll be many of us who will forget that name, but we'll always remember names like Ray Leonard.
Okay.
No different than remembering names like Ray Robinson.
Kevin Ford is our guest, folks, former United States National Amateur Champion, of course, and National Golden Gloves Champion of Sacramento, California.
Eighty-eight.
All right, I stand corrected. All right, but the bottom line is, Kevin, when you look at these heavyweights, and you were a big guy, you were 6'4", you know, I mean, you were huge. I mean, but you look at these guys today, they're weighing like, you know, 265 and they're 6'8". Should there be a super heavyweight division outside of the heavyweight division? In other words, when we get above like 220 or 225 or 230, should there be another weight class?
In my opinion, I don't believe so. Heavyweight, we should all just be in one weight class as heavyweights. You know, as time goes on, mankind shall grow even larger. So down the line, we'll have a 2X heavyweight class eventually,
okay.
You know. And so we want to nail it down and just have just that one heavyweight class. Anything over 200 pounds, you're able to fight that individual.
Okay. I want to mention February of 1993 because I televised this car. We went to Beijing, China. Remember the brawl at the wall? Remember that?
Yes, I do.
You fought Keith McMurray. Slapper. What was he called? Sir Jab-a-Lot, wasn't he?
Sir Jab-a-Lot.
He ended up saving some lives. I think of Vallejo, California. He was jogging through town or something like that, and the house was on fire, and he kicked in the window or kicked in the door and drugged some people out of a burning house. So he was a bit of a crazy guy. He was the guy that sold his passport. Remember he sold his passport over there? Were you there when he sold his passport?
I was with him in Beijing on the Harold Smith card at the wall, but I never did get worried about him selling the passport. I hadn't seen Keith since 1993. I saw Keith just this past year.
Wonderful. Is he doing better than he was? Because he had a little addiction problem there for a while.
Well, now, see, that I don't know anything about. All I can say is he looked like he's doing fairly well now.
Well, I'm glad to see you're doing fairly well. I know you had some health issues, man, and your family's behind you 100%. And I love talking to you, and it was so great to see you up there in Sacramento, California. Unfortunately, it was at Richard Durant's funeral. But Kevin Ford, I love you. God bless you, man. I will talk to you real soon, okay?
Hey, Joe, we love you, and good to talk with you.
My man, Kevin Ford, folks, outstanding heavyweight fighter until he ran into a manager named Marty Denken. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. And don't forget, Ring Talk airs live, a different show, Thursday night, prime time, 6 p.m. Pacific time, right here on these same stations.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new Miracle Cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief is easy to open and easy to use, so there are no lids or caps to struggle with, and there are no messy tubes. Don't let arthritis, muscle soreness, joint pain, or stiffness slow you down or limit your daily activities. If you're looking for relief, get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief. Available at arthriticmax.com.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Do you think a career in the sports industry would be your dream job, but you're not sure how to break in? From prospective students looking to earn a degree in the field, to entry-level positions, to seasoned top-level executives in the industry, NextStepAthletics.com has all you will ever need to be successful. Whether you're a high school student looking for a university that offers a sports management curriculum, or maybe a college student looking for that great summer internship opportunity, we're the place to go. You see, Next Step Athletics is the only all-in-one resource for the sports industry. Become a member for free today and take advantage of all NextStepAthletics.com has to offer. We're hosting the only one-stop shop for all levels of sports professionals, from sports-specific jobs, education, networking, events, message boards, and much, much more. We have it all at NextStepAthletics.com. You see, the only way to stay one step ahead in the sports industry is to take the next step, and that's with NextStepAthletics.com.
Anchor punch.
Which punch?
Anchor. I call it the anchor punch.
Someone step and fetch it out
here? Yeah, man. And people couldn't see it. It was so fast. Sport Illustrated clocked it. They got a slow motion camera. They clocked the punch, and the punch flew at 4/100ths of a second. You can break a second down to 100 pieces. You know how people win a ski race? They say he won in 16 100s. He won in 32 100s of a second. So you can break a second down to 100 pieces. So, you know, yes, quick. So 4/100, they got a machine that goes like real quick. And it counts real quick. You know, real quick. And by the time that thing hit four, that's how quick, from the time the punch started to the where it landed, it was 4/100ths of a second, which is an eye blink. Like a camera flash, that's 4/100ths of a second. Now, the minute I hit Sonny Liston, all of those people blinked at that moment. That's why they didn't see the ball. I swear. And if you watch the film close, you gotta hold your eyes. And keep looking about that. When I said, all right, I'm getting ready to hit him, you can't just, you gotta hold your eyes and wait. Or you won't see it, man.
Check it, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Don't forget our next show will be next Thursday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and around the world on the fabulous internet, of course, ringtalk.com and sportsbyline1.com. Chris Areola was a winner last night in Reno, Nevada over a guy named Willie Standup. No, he wasn't. The guy's name wasn't named Willie Standup, but basically he was a hobo. Chris is now 32-2, 28 KOs. Want to mention my guests today, Kevin Forrest Slam and Sammy Perez. I want to thank them both. I want to thank Lisa. I want to thank Nurse Nancy. I want to wish my daughter Jacqueline the best. And, of course, my dearest Auntie Julie, suffering from Parkinson's down there in South San Francisco. And she did her little thing this week as far as charity is concerned. She was out there, you know, feeding the poor on Thursday. So she's 76 years old, still doing her thing. I love her. God bless her. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, thank my producer. He's the greatest, Scott Cuddy. Peace and respect. I'll see you soon. Don't forget to visit one or all of our fine local advertisers the next time you're in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's right. Go to ringtalk.com to find out more about all of them. And hey, if you have a business and you'd like to advertise on Ring Talk in your town, send me an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com. Hey!